Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit our website at friendsofkevin.com. So excited to get my friend Darlene Danielle with us from the law office of Darlene Danielle. And today we're going to talk about bankruptcy and student loans. Hi, Darlene. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Kevin. Thank you.
So, Darlene, I think this is a really cool topic to talk about because I find a lot of people are really struggling under student debt. So I want to talk a little bit about student loans and what they can do, if anything. So now let's start at the beginning. Are there different types of student loans?
Yes, Kevin, there are. Basically, there are two types of loans that you need to be aware of. The most common type would be the government-guaranteed loans, and those are loans that are usually done by, say, Sallie Mae or Navient, and you are told up front that those are guaranteed by the federal government. So that's the most common type of loan. There are also private student loans that are offered by lenders, and those can be a little bit different in terms of what happens if you do file bankruptcy.
So now, can student loans be forgiven in bankruptcy?
Generally, the answer is no. There was a change in the law back in, I think it was 1997. Prior to that, you could, under some circumstances, get rid of student loans if you had been paying on them for a certain time. But that is no longer the case. They're not automatically dischargeable. However, if you can prove undue hardship, then you can get those loans forgiven. Now, undue hardship does not just mean, you know, I can't make enough money to afford to pay my student loans. Generally, there are situations where perhaps a person has completed school, is saddled with student loans, and then gets into an accident, becomes disabled, and there really isn't any possibility that this person can pay their $100,000 worth of student loans over time. So in those extreme situations, the bankruptcy court will find undue hardship and forgive the loans. If the loan is a private loan, it's a little bit different. In a private loan situation, if the loan was solely used for educational purposes, then it is not dischargeable. And the IRS has rules that define what educational purposes are. But basically, if the loan was more than your tuition and other costs, such as books and other fees that you're charged, then the loan was not solely for educational purposes, and it may be dischargeable. There is another loophole, and that is if the school is not approved by the Federal Department of Education, which is also known as the DOE, to give student aid programs, then that loan may be dischargeable because the school is not DOE approved.
Now, how about if the school goes out of business? Does that change the game?
Yeah, we've seen that situation quite frequently, unfortunately. There have been some for-profit schools that have gone out of business, leaving students stranded. And there have been some nonprofit schools that have gone out of business. And they're not... Your loans are not necessarily forgiven if the school no longer exists. People think it's sort of an automatic thing. Well, the school is gone, so my loans are gone. That is not the case. If you have either a private or government-backed loans, you need to file an application with the Department of Education, and you need to meet specific criteria. So, for example, if you paid tuition, started school in September, and in the middle of the semester, the school just suddenly closed down, and you're left stranded. You've paid your tuition bill for the semester. You can't get your credits. You can't transfer to another school, and you can't complete the courses. In that situation, most likely you can get those loans forgiven because you got no benefit from the loan. However, if you attend for a semester and you get all of your credits, you do your coursework, and say the school closes down, you know, in January before you start your second semester, but you've only paid for your first semester, in that situation, your student loans would not be forgiven. So basically, if you get the benefit from the loan as far as obtaining the credits and completing the coursework, generally you cannot, get loan forgiveness. There are exceptions that the Department of Education will make for fraud. So, for example, if the school knew that it was planning to close and didn't disclose it to the students and took your money and then took off with it, and maybe you got some of your credits but not all of them, the DOE may make an exception for that. Or in situations where schools misrepresent the value of a degree or certification and misrepresent their employment statistics for graduates of the program.
So now, are there any other options for forgiving student loans then?
There are a couple of other options, although generally, the first one is if you're disabled, so if you collect Social Security disability, and it's deemed to be a permanent disability. So generally, after the 3 to 5 year mark, then you can apply for student loan forgiveness. There are also government loan forgiveness programs for graduates who enter public service, as well as teachers who agree to teach in low-income communities. Generally, after 10 years of employment, the balance of the student loans is forgiven. And, of course, there are lots of rules that go along with that. But with those two options, a student graduating from, an accredited college can go into public service and or teach in a low-income community and agree to do that for 10 years and then get student loans written off completely.
That seems good. Now, last question for you. Are there things that, people don't know about student loans that you wish they did before they signed the papers?
Yes. If you have a guaranteed student loan, there is no statute of limitations. And that's extremely important because generally if you incur debt, say you run up a credit card to pay your tuition, if you don't pay that credit card, for example, in New Hampshire it's 3 years, in Massachusetts it's 6 years, after that amount of time, if the creditor doesn't sue, the debt expires. It's very dangerous to make the same assumption with student loan debt because guaranteed student loan debt has no statute of limitations. And so the government can come after you at any time, at any age. And what happens, too, is the government also has powers that the ordinary creditor doesn't have. The government can go after your Social Security disability benefits your retirement benefits to pay for delinquent student loans. So now what's happening is you know, a lot of the baby boomers who are now going on to retirement, if they either incurred student loan debt later in life or they incurred it on behalf of their children, if they don't pay it, then the government has the right, unlike other creditors, to go into your Social Security disability and or retirement benefits and take a certain percentage to pay off those loans. So people need to really think very seriously, and that's parents and students included, about how much loan, how much debt they're going to incur to fund an education. I mean, this really is what Forbes calls a $1.5 trillion national crisis. And unfortunately, New Hampshire's class of 2016 has the highest average student loan debt per student in the country. So in my state, the average student loan debt per student for the class of 2016, so we're only talking 2 years ago, was over $36,000.
Wow.
The other concern is that as of June of 2018, student loan defaults, which means loans more than 90 days delinquent, are at almost 11%. And that's a much higher rate than, say, other consumer debt, which is usually in the very low percentages. So it's a real crisis. And it pays to be educated before you take out those educational loans.
It definitely does. So, Darlene, how can people reach out to you? How can they learn more if they have questions about their student debt?
All right. What I can do is, you know, I can offer a consultation to people who would like to come in. If they're having financial difficulties paying their debt, and in particular their student loans, I can look at their student loan paperwork and talk to them about their situation and analyze whether or not there is some sort of option for them to either get the loan forgiven or to basically do some other type of workout. But the worst thing people can do once they've incurred this debt is to ignore it, because the government-backed loans do not go away. And, of course, I would also be looking at their paperwork to determine if their loan is a private loan, because that would then give them a potential to have that forgiven in a bankruptcy. So, you know, there are options out there. And even within these loan programs, there are many more options now than there were 10 years ago for different types of repayment plans. So there are forbearances that they can talk to the lender about. There are deferments. There are income-based repayment programs. But the most important thing is to, if you've already incurred this debt and you're having difficulty paying it, not to ignore it. Because in the case of those federal backed loans, that debt will not go away.
Perfect. Perfect way to end the segment, Darlene. Appreciate you taking the time to call into the show, and as always, thanks for being my friend.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me, Kevin.
Have a great day.
It was my
now.
Pleasure.
Yep.
You too.
Bye now.
Bye.